possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. One more hour for you, Wiggy, before you are on a bit of a vacation. And me tell you, the weather looks nice. You're getting on the New Bedford Ferry tomorrow morning. You're going to have a gorgeous boat ride over Vineyard. Do you have any plans? Are you going out to dinner? Do you have reservations?
I think there's an all-white party on Saturday. I don't know who's performing.
Do you have your outfit picked out for that?
I do. I got my all-white ready to gizno. There'll be like a lot of events, you know, R&B events, soul events. Let me see if I can sneak into a Greek fraternity event.
Oh,
you know, I always wanted to be a Q Dog. I should have did it. But I always like to see them doing some, you know, the line dancing and everything like that. So,
all right.
See what happens.
And is it just you and the missus? Are any of the kids coming?
No, the kids are in camp. So it's me and the
wife. Have a daughter as well.
Yeah, she works though. She's a grown woman who works every day. The boys are in football. And so me and wifey will be tearing up the island, as they say, because we're island people, man.
Before we get to Chris, the Sportico just announced the most valuable NFL franchises. Cowboys, number one, just under $13 billion.
Wow.
Then the Rams at 10.4, Giants 10.2, and then the Patriots still coming in at fourth at $8.8 billion.
Rams second, huh?
Yep, it's that SoFi Stadium.
Oh, okay, so that goes into it. Okay. Yeah.
All right, well, joining us now to talk about what's going on with Wick Grosbeck and the Celtics and the sale and everything else that's been breaking overnight, basically, is in Chris Mannix. But, Chris, you do so many different things. I've been saying Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix. What do you want to be known as?
Well, I've been at SI for about 20 years, so we'll stick with that.
Okay, perfect. Chris, that news yesterday coming as a shock to a bit of us. Obviously, Wick has come on this show and talked about the fact that he was going to stay on as governor of the Celtics after the sale for at least the next 3 years. What changed?
Well, this sale is still being reviewed by the league office. And as it has been reviewed, there's some boxes that needed to be checked. And one is that in order to be the governor of the team, you have to own at least 15% of the team. And while Wick Grosbeck is, to my understanding, you know, going to be taking some of the money from the sale and effectively buying back in to the ownership group, he is not going to own 15% of the team. The only person, individual, with 15% ownership is going to be Bill Chisholm. So this is purely a rules situation where the NBA has it in their bylaws that, you know, you cannot be a team governor unless you own 15% of the team.
But don't they know that going into this? For Wick to make that announcement that he's selling the team, but then also that he's going to stay on, why wouldn't that have been ironed out before making an announcement like that?
Well, I do think that the announcement was a little premature. They could say whatever they want, but the NBA's got its rules. And they're not going to approve a governorship of somebody that doesn't own 15% of the team. Now, when this deal was done, it was done really in name only when it was announced. There was still a lot of financial aspects to it where Bill Chisholm was still out there, putting together the finances of the deal. Wick Grosbeck was still figuring out, you know, his financial part of a stake in the team. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing that they weren't entirely sure what the league rules were on governorship and how it required the 15% to stay on as the governor. I'd also add that you know, it is a league rule, but I know there are people in the league office that are a little uneasy with the this sort of idea that there could be owners out there selling their teams and trying to maintain control of their teams contractually. I mean, we saw it, you know, sort of with Mark Cuban, where he thought he was going to sell the team and maintain his position as head of basketball operations. We may see it with the Lakers with Jeannie Buss, who sold that team to Mark Walter, but is reportedly anyway going to maintain control of basketball operations. Like the NBA, what they'd like is for the person that owns the most of the team to be in charge of the team. So I think that, you know, it is against the league rules, but I think generally speaking, the league wants to have the person with the most financial stake to have the biggest voice.
All right, Chris, let's get into the basketball weeds of it more than anything. Tatum obviously looks like he's going to be done for a large portion of the season. I know there's been reports that he might be able to come back towards the end of the season. What's the expectation for this year? And I think even bigger than that, what's the mindset with them unloading all their money going into the 2027 season when Tatum comes back?
Oh, look, the most important part of this season is twofold. One is to get as far under the tax thresholds as you possibly can. We saw them do exactly that this week with the George Niang trade. Not to be cheap about your team, but to set yourself up with future financial flexibility. Like, you want to be able to deal away draft picks, to have the ability to aggregate contracts, all the things that are difficult when you're over some of these aprons. So I think that's the first priority of the team. And I think, honestly, the second is to get a good draft pick. I mean, if we're being honest, like, this, the Celtics have control of their 2026 draft pick. That could wind up being a lottery pick, which could be useful in terms of adding young talent, or could be useful if they decide to go a different route and make a trade. I mean, they're in an advantageous position where they know they're going to go into the 27-28 season, or the 26-27 season, with two of the best young players in the game, or two of the best players in the game, in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Everything about this season, I believe, is going to be about making sure that they're in the best position next summer to put a kind of team together that can get them back on track.
Chris, what is the perception of Wick around the NBA? Because, you know, we cover the team locally. We talk about him every day. But I didn't know the ownership breakdown until the team was sold. What is the perception of Wick? And is there concern at all with, you know, how Chisholm would run the team as opposed to how Wick did?
I don't know if there's concern about how Chisholm will run the team yet. I mean, there's just still too many unknowns. And I think some of that concern gets alleviated, unfortunately, because this team's in the position that they're in. And, you know, they have an opportunity here to shed salary and kind of reboot this thing in the summer of 2026. I think it would have been more illuminating had this team, you know, advanced to the finals, won a championship, and then we would have seen if, you know, a Bill Chisholm-led ownership group was willing to, you know, pony up and pay these exorbitant luxury tax fees to keep a championship caliber team together. So I think the jury's still out on Bill Chisholm and his group right now. As far as the perception of Wick Grubbs, I think it's been great. I mean, like, the, you know, NBA people in the league office, they love him. And look, his ownership has been unquestionably a success. Yes, I mean, if you want to parse it down, like, his father owns the bulk of the team. His individual stake in the team is relatively small, considering. But the guy delivered two championships. He set up the Celtics to win championships in the future. I don't know how much more you can ask for out of an owner who, over the last few years, has shown he was willing to spend to keep this team together.
Chris, when it comes to Jaylen Brown, it's another year of his name being tied to trade talks, another year of people speculating, is he happy in Boston? Does he like the Boston as a city, the fan base, the ownership? Do you hear whispers about that? Do you have any intel on how Jaylen Brown feels about the Celtics and how the Celtics feel about Jaylen Brown?
I think the Celtics feel great about Jaylen Brown going into this season. I don't believe he was ever really discussed. I mean, teams called about Jaylen Brown, as you would expect. They called about everybody when Jason Tatum went down. They wanted to see if the Celtics were going to conduct a fire sale. But even though they moved off some key pieces, it was never my understanding that Jaylen Brown was close to being traded. Now, I think Jaylen would, you know, he wants to win, but I'm sure he's looking at this season as an opportunity to show people what he can do as the lead guy, the star, so to speak, on a team. Now, it's not going to be a team that's going to compete for a championship, but I think Jaylen would probably relish the opportunity to spread his wings a little bit and do some different things as a lead player on a team like this. And his relationship with Boston, I mean, I know him a little bit. I've done a couple of profiles on him.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I'd also know that, like, watching his social media this summer, like, he's still around. Like, he's always around town doing events and doing community stuff and outreach. And, look, a lot of guys do that on different teams, but not many to the extent that Jaylen Brown does. So he's not giving any indications that he's soured on the city, on the team. And, you know, I think this year has the potential to be a really good individual year for Jaylen Brown, where he could average some big numbers, maybe make a first team or second team All-NBA. It's tough for the Celtics, but it could be an opportunity for Jaylen Brown to show people kind of what he can do.
Chris, you say that individual and it's tough for the Celtics. So I guess I'm thinking without Tatum, there's a part of me that says, all right, maybe this is the perfect year for the Celtics to, you know, not have the best year possible and possibly become a lottery team where now they have the ability to use that lottery pick to maybe trade for another guy to start a new big three. If that is the case, or if they're a team that squeaks into the postseason, what's the new piece that they could potentially get for 2027? Because that's where my focus is. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and who could be that other guy that maybe we should keep our eyes on down the road?
Well, it's hard to point out a specific guy because, look, I mean, injuries – you know, create availability. And, you know, when Damian Lillard went down, all of a sudden things went a different way in Milwaukee. When Tatum went down, all of a sudden, you know, a guy like Jrue Holiday became available in Boston. You just don't know exactly who's going to be on the market quite yet. But mm-hmm. you do know positionally kind of what they're going to be looking for. And you've got the wings shored up with two guys that can play 35-plus minutes per game for the next 3 or 4 years. What you're probably looking at first is in that backcourt. You know, you trade away Holiday, you still got Pritchard, but when Tatum comes back, you know, White's going to be a year older. You want to have, you know, kind of a three-headed monster in that backcourt to to be able to play like he did with Holiday. You know, the front court decimated over the last, you know, couple of months. You know, Cornette's gone, Horford's probably gone. There's going to be a lot of room to work with in that position. So those are the two spots I would think they'd most likely be targeting. And look, if you can get a it doesn't even have to be an all NBA guy. If you can get like a fringe all-star guy at one of those spots with the pieces and the assets that you have, you're off to the races in 2026. Like I do agree. I think that being a lottery team is probably in the best interest of the Celtics. Maybe you get lucky and see what happened with Dallas and San Antonio, teams that moved up in the draft lottery last year. I've seen it happen before. If you can get a mid to high lottery pick, you know, all of a sudden you can either use that pick to get that young talent, or you can get that fringe all-star guy who you pair him with Tatum and Brown, and you're not going to find many teams better than Boston in the Eastern Conference. So even though this year is probably going to be really difficult, I don't think it's a stretch to say they can come back in 26, 27 and immediately look like one of, if not the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Quickly, I know we're running out of time, Chris. Is it a stretch to say that potentially the reason they had this agreement with Wick was that they expected the need to be sellers, and that since Tatum got hurt, there was more of an acceptance from the fan base? In other words, that Chisholm would have Wick as the front-facing guy to explain decisions that may not have been popular. Now the fan base pretty much is fully bought in, considering the demise of Tatum for this season. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think that was ever really the case. I mean, my understanding was, you know, Bill Chisholm wanted to buy this team. There were other people out there that wanted to buy this team. One of the conditions with buying this team was that, you know, it was going to be sold kind of A, in piecemeal, and B, you would have to agree to terms that have Wick Grosbeck as the governor and front-facing guy of the organization. I never got the sense that, you know, Bill Chisholm didn't want to be the front guy. I mean, the guy's a longtime Celtics fan. Like, I think he's, you know, as he gets into this governorship role, I think he's going to embrace it and be a front-facing type of guy. I just think, to go back to what I said at the top, like, I think there's going to be a lot of owners out there that want to have it both ways, that want to get the huge paydays that come with selling a team in 2025 and beyond, and also be able to leverage that to maintain some control of the team. And really what the NBA is saying is that at a bare minimum, you if you're going to do that, you got to have a 15% stake in the game. You've got to have some real flesh in the game, or else it's just not going to work.
All right. Well, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Before I let you go, I need to ask, because between yourself, Curtis, and me, we have three BC alum on the line. So are you following BC still? Do you have a connection with how you feel about Bill O'Brien and the BC Eagles going into the fall?
I'm a BC football fan, like, until they lose. Like, I basically have I'm rooting for, like, you know, college football playoff up until that, like, week six loss to Virginia Tech, and then I'm kind of basically jumping off the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. We're all on the same page.
Amen.
There.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Thanks.
All right, thanks so much for calling. Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys.
All right, let's get to what's trending, Jackson.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox take care of the Astros 14-1, the final in Houston, with Dustin May showing out. He tossed six scoreless innings while striking out eight. They've got another one with Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering, along with Carlos Narvaez. Not bad for Bregman and Roman Anthony. Last one in Houston tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show.
One of the bigger duds, and there haven't been many duds with Greg Hill, I'll tell you that. The guy is a thud. Was when he promoted an 04 Red Sox champion on the show, and it was Lenny DiNardo. I was like, oh, come on. I love Lenny. He was great. We were at the Whalers after Matunik. But anyway, he does a great job on the radio, though.
He does. Breaking news this morning for the Bills. They have reached a deal with running back James Cook for an extension that includes the most guaranteed money for a running back in 5 years. And the Pats have their first joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. Coming up, we're going to get to your Hill Notes. We're also going to get to Wiggy's keys between the first preseason game and the second preseason game. That's all coming up after the break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.